From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how terrorism abroad may affect the presidential race here at home. But first, Spain has a new leader, socialist José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. Today, Zapatero said he would reverse Spain's policy toward Iraq and pull its troops, calling the occupation there disastrous. His surprise win in yesterday's election comes after last week's terrorist bombings in Madrid that killed 200 people. Here to give us an update from Madrid is reporter Jerome Sokolowski. Jerome, Zapatero has already distanced himself from the policies of the previous administration, and aside from Spain's policy on Iraq, what else is he recommending?
Well, aside from saying that he's going to pull Spanish troops out of Iraq, he's saying that he's going to reorient Spain's foreign policy towards Europe. He feels that the previous prime minister, José María Aznar, or the outgoing prime minister, has been much too pro-American in his stances.
But before the bombings last week, polls indicated that Zapatero didn't have a chance.
Indeed. That's the interesting thing about this election, and that there's a lot of debate about that here, whether these terrorist attacks contributed to the Socialist Party victory or not. Zapatero addressed that during a press conference today. He said, no, the Spanish people were fed up with 4 years of government, all the way back to when a tanker spilled a huge amount of oil off the Spanish coast. The government was playing it down back then. It turned out to be the worst environmental disaster in Spanish history. So after Thursday, when the government was insisting that this was ETA, this was the Basque separatist group ETA, even though there were already signs pointing to possible Al-Qaeda involvement, a lot of people felt deceived and felt that the government was trying to play politics with this and trying to avoid the kind of electoral damage that we actually saw yesterday.
Now, here in the U.S. this morning, U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson said he did believe that Al-Qaeda was involved in the bombings. What's the latest word there?
The latest word here is very similar. There are increasing indications that Al-Qaeda was involved. Of course, there's been a videotape that was found in which a spokesman for Al-Qaeda claims responsibility, saying this was retribution for Spain's pro-U.S. stance. Now we're seeing there have been court documents that have come to light which show that one of the five suspects arrested on Sunday had links to an Al-Qaeda cell in Spain that was rounded up after the September 11th attacks and is being accused of actually having an important part in preparing the September 11th attacks. And these suspects are also connected to the suicide bombings in Casablanca, Morocco, last year, in which more than 40 people were killed. And those were attributed to a Moroccan group that's part of the Al-Qaeda network.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski from Madrid, thanks so much.
Thank you, Madeline.